Om Sri Sai Ram. My most humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Revered elders and my dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all. Today is the best of us, that is a new day for Gujaratis. It falls on the day after Diwali. Traditional Gujaratis follow Hindu calendar system of Vikram Samvat, which begins with the month of Kartak. Best Vara generally falls in the month of October and November. On this day, people greet each other Nutan Varshabhinandan, that is, Happy New Year or Sal Mubarak. The day starts with the heavy fireworks to welcome New Year. In the early morning, to make the locals New Year happy and prosperous, the young boys distribute raw salt, calling it sabaras, meaning all rasas, that is all tastes. They give 3 pinches of this salt, saying shubha, labha and barkat. The locals consider this to be very auspicious and eagerly wait for the sabaras, as there is no taste without the salt. So it is known as sabaras. Same way, without love, our life is meaningless. The Vikram Samvat is said to have been founded by the Emperor Vikramaditya of Ujjain, following his victory over the Shakas in 656 BC. It is lunar calendar based on ancient Hindu tradition. Vikram Samvat calendar is 56.7 years ahead of the solar. Gregorian calendar, solar Gregorian calendar, and it marks the start of the lunar new year. Hence today is the beginning of Vikram Samvat 2071. So I wish all the Gujaratis here in the Kulwant Hall and all over the world Sal Mubarak and Happy New Year. We pray to Bhagwan to shower his blessings upon all of us, to his worthy instruments, and spread his message of the love and peace. Once again, Sal Mubarak, Nutan Varshabhinandan, Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Sai Ma. Gujarat se aaye Sai bhakto aur sare vishwa mein base hamare Gujarati bhai behno ko saal mubarak. Aane wala saal aapke liye aur aapke kutumbi jano ke liye खुशियों से भरा हो और खूब मंगलमय सिद्ध हो, यही हमारी भगवान से प्रार्थना है. टुडे एज वी हैव गैदर्ड हियर टू सेलिब्रेट द गुजराती न्यू ईयर, लेट अस सी व्हाट आवर बिलव्ड स्वामी हैड टू से अबाउट द न्यू ईयर. एंड आई कोट फ्रॉम सत्य साई स्पीक्स वॉल्यूम 34. द न्यू ईयर डज नॉट ब्रिंग एनीथिंग न्यू विथ इट. The day when fresh and sacred thoughts originate in your heart is the real New Year Day. As you all consider this day as New Year Day and welcome it with enthusiasm, I bless you all so that you may cultivate fresh, sacred and idle feelings. I desire that you share with others all that you consider as good. I want you to lead a peaceful and blissful life and become role models for the rest of the country. I unquote. Today, our youth sisters from Gujarat are here to present a song which depicts the power of the weapon of love, which Swami used unsparingly to win over and rule the hearts of millions of devotees all over the world. Come, let's enlighten our hearts with Sai Prema Jyoti and spread the light of love and peace wherever we go.
Thank you.
Dhara has really set the stage for the next program. The epitome of bhakti, in a choking voice, hair standing on end, tears flowing down, prattling with one another, they sanctify the world and fulfill their ancestors' all. Sanctity they add to the sacred places, and nobility to actions. Holy they render even the scriptures. Thus the celestial sage Narada describes the true bhakta in his famous Narada Bhakti Sutra. The ecstasy of divine love experienced by the great devotees were expressed in lucid poetry and inspire many a soul to tread this path filled with trials and turbulent turns, oblivious of all pain, focused only in pining for and attaining the love of the very source of love, that is God. The play Epitome of Bhakti shall delve into the life of one of the greatest devotees witnessed by the Kali Yuga, Bhakta Mirabai, and dwell upon the highlights of a life which continues to enthrall people even after so many centuries. The outpourings of this great soul was crystallized for eternity in the form of the songs she composed and sang. These songs are very much a part of the great Indian culture, and every time these songs are rendered, the singer and the audience get transported to the realms of divine bliss. This ardent devotee of the ever adorable Lord Krishna would surely inspire all of us Sai devotees to feel and bask in the bliss of the omnipresence of our most beloved Sai Krishna. May Swami bless the students from Gujarat, the Sri Sati Sai School, on this auspicious occasion for their efforts to bring home us all the very purpose of our lives, namely the merging of our individual little egos in the ever-effulgent and all-encompassing divine and savor the nectarine bliss of Atma Sakshatkara. Sai Ram.
I'm Linda from Peru, South America. could you help me get a book in English about Meera?
Why are you interested in reading about Meera?
She is known for her great devotion to Krishna.
Yes, you are right. She is considered to be an incarnation of Radha by many people.
Is it so? I have read so many discourses of Swami where he talks of Radha's devotion. I want to know more about Meera so I can learn from her life how to love God.
Wonderful! Today, a group of students from Sri Satya Sai School, Surat are putting up a play on incidents of Meera's life in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Why don't you come and watch it with me? I will, of course, try to get you a book too.
That sounds perfect. Swami, the Antaryami, has once again answered my prayers.
Sanyo Ramrane Mahe Gatun Yajjaya Gatun Yajja Pataye Daive Swastirastunaha Swastim Madushe Vyaha Urdhvanji Gatu Veshajam Shanno Astut Vipade Shanjatushpade Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Sai Ram, Linda, you have arrived at the right time. The play is about to begin.
Thank you, Gayatri, for inviting me.
Sure.
Saira, we just saw how the Gopikas describe the charisma of their Lord Krishna. Everything, just everything about Krishna is sweet and charming. He is a lord of sweetness. His name, his form, his attire, his actions, everything associated with him exudes divine sweetness. How could anyone resist falling in love with the very source of all sweetness, Madhuradhipate Lord Krishna? Today, we wish to bring to life these noble qualities that characterize the true bhakta by portraying a few incidents from the life of one of the most cherished devotees of the most loving and adorable Lord of all Lords, Lord Krishna. Yes, I am talking about Bhakta Mirabai, who epitomizes bhakti. She not only experienced the supreme bliss of merging with her Lord, but also captured those mystical, blissful moments for posterity in her songs, which reverberate in most Indian homes even today. So here, let us enter the time and world of the ever blissful, beautiful Princess Meera, who was intoxicated with love for beloved Giridhar Gopal. Meera was brought up in a spiritual environment. Her grandfather, King Ratan Singh, was a staunch devotee of Lord Vishnu. He used to hold discussions with great learned men. Once Sant Rai Das Ji came when such a discussion was going on. Meera, who happened to come there, saw the idol of Lord Krishna in Rai Das Ji's hand and was fascinated. She played with the idol for some time and then requested Rai Das Ji if she could keep the idol of Krishna for herself. Sant Rai Das Ji bluntly refused and left for Vrindavan. But on his way, he realized his mistake and came back to Meera the next day.
Kamagani Maharaj, you left for Vrindavan yesterday itself, isn't it? Are you all right?
Sant Rai Das Ji, have you brought my Krishna?
Meera, you're not behaving yourself. I'm sorry, Rai Das Ji. Please forgive her. She does not understand what she says.
Has Meera been crying for a long time?
Yes, she has been crying since you left for the idol of Lord Krishna.
I have come here to give her the most precious possession of my life. Meera Beta, come and take care of your beloved Lord. Even he seems to be happy only with you.
Please don't do this. She is only a child. She will soon be fine.
My Lord has not been accepting my offerings and he has been crying too. He accepted the offerings made by Meera only. So it is only right that I entrust my life's most precious possessions to this innocent and devoted child. Meera Beta, take. He is all yours.
Thank you so much, Rai Das Ji. I will take great care of my Lord Krishna.
Having got her Krishna, Meera spent most of her time with him. She would bathe the idol of Krishna, adorn him with flowers, play and talk with him. One day, while Meera was busy with her Krishna, she saw a procession passing by her palace.
Thank you.
sitting on the horse?
He is the bridegroom. He is taking his bride.
When will my groom come to take me? When will my groom come to take me?
Are you crazy? You are still a child.
No, I want my groom right now.
Your Dadaji's love has made you very obstinate. You want your groom? Here, take. He is your groom.
Hey, Giridhar. Now I am so happy. From today, you are my groom. Please don't go away from me. What would your Meera do without you?
Krishna became the very breath of Meera. He was her world. His worship and talking to him was all that Meera was immersed in, totally oblivious of the happenings around her.
Our beloved Swami often said, start early, drive slowly, and reach safely. Meera started her spiritual journey so early in life, truly amazing. But then, to respect her grandfather's words, she got married to Rana Bhojraj of Chittor when she was just 18. Soon Rana realized that though she dedicatedly did all her duties, she was most happy only when she could spend time with her Lord Krishna. And so, Ranaji constructed a beautiful temple for her. But just as a diamond shines bright only when it is cut and polished, so also the true worth of a devotee shines forth only when he is put through difficult times. Meera's husband passed away within 5 years. Now Meera's troubles started. Her brother-in-law and sister-in-law planned to get rid of her, as Meera was totally engrossed in Giridhar's love and devotion.
Bhai Sahab, it is high time we did something about this terrible woman who is bound to tarnish a family name.
I agree, but what can we do? Ah, I have an idea. Why can't we send her a snake in a basket of flowers? Surely she would accept it. Go and do this at once. And remember, do it yourself. She must be in the mandir only.
That is indeed a very good idea. I will implement it immediately, Bhai Sir.
Hari
Abhisa, see, I got you the most beautiful garland of flowers for your Krishna.
Good. Why don't you put it on him yourself?
Me? No way. I have so much work.
Okay. Here is one more beautiful garland for you, my beloved Giridhar.
Lord changed the snake into a beautiful garland. Such was the unswerving faith and trust of Meera in her Lord Krishna, and the Lord could not but reciprocate by saving her.
Yes, it is indeed truly amazing.
The Purna Avatara Lord Krishna has declared in the Bhagavad Gita.
Advesta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha.
He who hates no being, who is friendly and compassionate to all.
Nirmamo nirahankarah samadukha sukakshami.
Who is free from the feeling of I and mine, even minded in pain and pleasure and forbearing.
Santushtas satatam yogi yatatma drudha nischayah.
Ever content, steady in meditation, self-controlled and possessed of firm conviction.
Mayat pidamano buddhi yo madbhaktas samipriyah.
With mind and intellect fixed on me, such a devotee is dear to me.
Advesta sarva bhutana maitra karuna evacha. Nimmamo nirahankarah samadukha sukakshami.
Uda, how come she is still alive?
Bhaisa, I had sent a snake in the basket, but how come it turned into a garland? I do not know.
Do you mean to say she is a magician? Now you see how I get rid of her once and for all. Amatya, bring a bowl of Panchamrit. Here, take this and give it to Meera. Say, the Rana has sent it
for her Krishna as it is his birthday. Let me see who saves her from this poison.
Start preparations for the worship. Today is Janmashtami, my beloved's birthday. Oh, Amatya ji, how come you are here today? See, what has brought you here?
Ba, today is Janmashtami, so I have brought this for you.
What is it, Amatyaji? And who has sent it?
I have brought Panchamrit for the Lord. Ranaji has sent it.
Panchamrit? Oh, good. You have come at the right time. We are just about to start his worship. I am blessed by Ranaji. Give it to me.
Ba, do not take it.
Ganga, why do you say so?
Because I feel this might harm you. Have you forgotten what Ranaji had sent the other day in the name of Garland?
Oh, Ganga, why do you remember such petty things? Humans act in their ignorance. They very rarely realize that he is the doer behind all our acts. No matter whatever one may plan and do what one likes, but finally only his wish prevails. I shall accept the prasad sent by Ranaji in Krishna's name.
Meeraba, please do not drink this. It contains poison.
Krishnarpanam.
Ba, Ba, what are you doing? Ba, please, for God's sake, do not drink it.
Krishnarpanam. It is so sweet, just like my Giridhar. Champa and Ganga, you may also taste it.
Give, what is there to fear after you have taken it?
Hey Giridhar, enough of all this hide and seek. Why do you make me wait for so long for a glimpse of you? I am coming to Vrindavan, where I danced with you on the banks of the Yamuna in the Dwapara Yuga.
Tum bhai
this Swami says, Krishna, Krishna, the thirst for Krishna, for seeing him, hearing his flute, for installing him in the heart, in the mind, for grasping his reality through the intellect. This thirst, this madness is the healthiest, the most conducive to attain eternal peace. Devotion to Krishna is the chain by which the monkey mind can be fastened and subdued. Transmute all the desire with which the senses torment you into the thirst for Krishna, and you are saved. That's how Meera was saved every time by her Lord. Though mostly this fragile and beautiful princess is seen pining for her beloved Lord and singing and dancing in his thoughts, she was well versed in the Jnana Marga too. The following incident at the ashram of Sant Goswami highlights her deep spiritual knowledge.
Jai Sri Krishna, brother. I would like to meet Sant Goswamiji. I have heard so much of his great devotion to my Giridhari. Please inform him that Meerabai has come.
My Guru does not meet women, whoever they may be, but I shall go and inform him all the same. I told you, he has taken an oath not to see any woman.
Oh, is it so? Well, you see, I am very sure that there is only one man in this whole universe, and he is none other than Sri Krishna. The rest of us are just Prakriti, his creation. Is it not? Okay, I shall take leave.
Meerabai, please don't go away and please forgive me. I am sorry. You are indeed right. Lord Krishna alone is the only Purushatattva. My ego and attachment to the human body blinded me. Thank you for correcting me.
Come, brother. Let us have a satsang about our beloved Lord. Tomorrow, I shall leave for Gujarat.
I've heard a lot about your bhajans. Please let us all enjoy the bliss.
Shyam mane cha.
the bliss of being in Vrindavan, Mirabai had a great urge to go to Dwarka in Gujarat. Probably, as that was the place her beloved Govind chose to spend the last days of his earthly sojourn in the Dwapara Yuga. In one of Swami's discourses, he has explained the importance of these holy places. Let Krishna be born in the Gokula of your mind. Let him grow and play prankishly in the Vrindavan of your heart. Let him be fixed in the Chitta of Mathura. And finally, let him rule over the agitationless consciousness as the Lord and the Master of Dwarka. The Nirvikalpa Anandam is the final result of his kingdom established at Dwarka in the center of the waves. When Mirabai came to Dwarka, the festival of Gokulashtami was being celebrated.
Oh, I can see my Natkhat Kanha residing in all these children of Dwaraka. Seeing them, I can visualize how my Gopal would have stolen curd and butter. It would have been a blissful sight.
Meera Bai Sa, Jai Shri Krishna, the king of Mewar, Rana Uday Singh, your brother-in-law, has sent us to take you back to Mewar. He is very ashamed of the behavior of his brother and sister. He sends his heartfelt apologies. Please come back with us.
Thank you for bringing me the message of Rana Uday Singh. Where I go and what I do is all decided by my Giridhar Gopal. Please wait. I shall go in and ask him.
Krishna, amara dil tumara mandir.
Chalo re mun, chalo re mun, Ganga Jamuna tir. Chalo re mun, Ganga Jamuna nirmala pani. Ganga Jamuna nirmala pani. Moramakuta pitambara suve, Moramakuta pitambara suve, Kundala rajata sarir, chalo re mun, Ganga Jamuna tir, chalo re mun.
Her life has a profound message for all of us Sai devotees, showing us how to love our Swami. We all need to go back and introspect and ask ourselves, Are we ready for total surrender and faith with which Meera portrayed all through her life, especially in times of great difficulties? May Swami bless us all with such bhakti and give us the shakti to attain mukti. Jai Sai Ram.
Say Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara, Sai Ram. Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara, Sai Ram. Shiva Mahadeva Sai Ram. Kailash Vasa Maheshwara. Jagadishwara Har Mahadeva. Baba Sai Deva, Om Tribhuvan Bal Baba Sai Deva, Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara Sai Ram. Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Mahadeva, Sai Ram. Kailash Vasa Maheshwara, Jagadishwara Har Mahadeva. Om Tribhuvan Bal Baba Sai Deva. Om Tribhuvan Bal Baba Sai Deva. Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara Sai Ram.
Ram Hare Sai Krishna Hare. सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे साई हरे बाबा सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे अल्लाह ईश्वर साई हरे
Hare Hare
హరి నారాయణ హరురే ఆంజనేయ వీర హనుమంత సూరా ఆంజనేయ వీర హనుమంత సూరా
స్వామీ సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జనా సంరక్షక భక్త జనా సంరక్షక పతి మహేశ్వరా ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శివదనా శివికరా సర్వా ప్రాణపతి స్వామీ సర్వా ప్రాణపతి ఆశ్రిత ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీకా ఆప వాసవా ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే మాత పితా గురుదేవం మరియంతయునీవే స్వామి మరియంతయునీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।